USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The CDC says people getting the Pfizer or Moderna COVID-19 vaccine should now consider waiting up to 8 weeks between the first and second doses instead of the 3 to 4 weeks previously recommended. CDC officials say they're reacting to research showing that the longer interval can provide more enduring protection. 12 to 64-year-olds, especially males 12 to 39, can benefit more from the longer spacing. The longer wait may help diminish a current vaccination side effect, a form of heart inflammation called pericarditis, seen in many young men. And President Joe Biden has interviewed the three finalists for the Supreme Court vacancy that will open up when Justice Stephen Breyer retires later this year. Biden spoke with two federal judges, Ketanji Brown Jackson and J. Michelle Childs, and California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger. The White House said all of the possible candidates are deserving of bipartisan support. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Girard, I'm here with George D., a longtime user of Revive One. George, tell me, how has Revive One changed your life?
I've had some plantar fasciitis on the bottoms of my feet that have been really hurting. There wasn't anything that could relieve them quickly except for the Revive. Yeah, I've tried all kinds of other products that have been available. Well, I just want to say, you know, with the Revive product, I can see almost an instantaneous improvement. It's a great product.
Not available in stores or on Amazon. Get yours factory direct at painfreeland.com. That's painfreeland.com. Use coupon code SAVE20 for 20% off and free shipping. Pain relief or your money back at painfreeland.com or call 877-577-2289. Not available in stores or on Amazon. Painfreeland.com. Coupon code SAVE20.
The active ingredient in Revive One has been shown to temporarily relieve pain associated with arthritis, muscle strains, sprains, and more. Use only as directed.
Ukraine is halfway around the world, but if Russian President Vladimir Putin makes good on his threat to take over that country, Americans will feel sticker shock at the gas pump and in grocery stores. Food and gas prices, which are already at high levels because of 40-year high inflation and supply chain problems that President Joe Biden has been struggling to contain, would climb even higher because Russia is one of the world's biggest exporters of oil and wheat. Phil Lumpert, a food and marketing expert for the U.S. government, says if a war does break out and other countries stop importing from them and shift to importing from the U.S., prices will go up following demand and we will see shortages. Former New York City Police Union President Ed Mullins is expected to be charged this afternoon in connection with a raid last year on his home and union office. Mullins resigned in October as the head of the Sergeants Benevolent Association and retired from the NYPD in November following the initial raise. The FBI confirmed that Mullins is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
The United States Postal Service said it's now cleared the final regulatory hurdle to placing orders for next-generation mail vehicles and getting some of them on delivery routes by next year, despite pushback from the Environmental Protection Agency. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said the completion of an evaluation required by the National Environmental Policy Act is an important milestone for postal carriers who've soldiered on with overworked delivery trucks that went into service around 1987. The U.S. Postal Service's fleet comprises of more than 230,000 vehicles, including 190,000 local delivery vehicles that are due to be replaced. The decision allows the Postal Service to proceed with placing the first order that will include at least 5,000 electric-powered vehicles. In a new twist, a member of the Liberal Squad is delivering a formal response to President Joe Biden's State of the Union address on Tuesday. In the speech given on behalf of the left-wing group Working Families Party, Representative Rashida Tlaib, the Democrat from Michigan, is expected to hammer moderate Democrats who have slowed Biden's social spending and climate change packages. Tlaib will then praise Biden's stimulus bill and make the case that liberals have pushed aggressively for his agenda. She's also planning to argue that centrist Democrats have blocked progress on lowering the cost of housing, health care, and especially prescription drugs. The speech will put on display the deep separation within the Democrats' own party that continue to mark Biden's presidency. Reporting for USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.